This is the Ultima podcast, inside stories from Ultima Festival of Contemporary Music. I'm Rob Young, and in this series, you can join me and meet the composers, performers, and ideas behind today's most innovative music. Oslo feels like a very different city, even from the one I moved to about 10 years ago. Down by the waterfront, there was a new opera house at that time, but the rest of the area around it was just a massive building site. In the past couple of years, though, a lot of the building work has finished, and some big new buildings for art and culture have opened up. A massive public library, a new national museum, and the new museum for the city's collection of Edvard Munch artworks, which is called simply Munch. It's the first time Oslo has had a multi-arts venue like this, and in September, the Ultima Festival will be presenting a few concerts inside its glass walls. I'm Rob Young, and in this episode of the Ultima podcast, I'm meeting one of the artists who's preparing a special project for one of Munch's performance spaces.
I'm Øyunn. Well, that's what I use as an artist name. And I work as a drummer, an artist, an actress, and also a composer, freelance with the different projects. And this fall, I've been very lucky to have a Ultima commission to work. So I'm very excited to do that.
Siv Øyen is a drummer, artist, actress, and composer. She's Norwegian, but she lives in Copenhagen in Denmark at the moment. She plays jazz, improv, pop, and electronic music. She started out in the jazz group Batagraph with Jon Balke, as well as her own band with Kasper Staub and Jens Mikkel Madsen. She's also played with artists like Efterklang, Frode Haltli's Avant Folk, Arne Brun, Bugge Wesseltoft's New Conception of Jazz, and many others. I met up with her at Munch on the day she'd been doing some filming for the video projections in her piece.
The piece is called Aspects, and I started working on the music part, writing lyrics, and now we just finished filming, actually yesterday. So it's going to be a concert with separate film part, but also the two intertwining.
When I met her, Aspects was still in development. But it's an ambitious piece exploring a range of personal challenges and life situations. Transformations, inspirations, personal growth, and new perspectives. To do all this, Øyen is inventing a new persona.
In the film, we're following a fictional character. She's called Rosa, who I'm playing. And it's been nice to, like, even though I'm touching on themes and things I've experienced, it's nice to put it in a fictional setting, because it gives a lot of freedom to amplify stuff and also have a perspective on it.
Why is it actually called Aspects?
Yeah, I've called it Aspects because it's showing Rosa's different experiences and perspectives on herself and reality, depending on who she meets and also if she's actually listening to herself or not. I've also been interested in what happens in a relational dynamic when you put somebody on a pedestal or lose yourself in order maybe both to kind of have something to lean on and not kind of having to deal with your own anxiety or things in life, but also the other person could take in what could happen is the other person that you put on this pedestal taking advantage of that position, wanting to be seen in a certain light. So that's something we've been working around in the film part as well, having Rosa in this dynamic with a character played by Gine Cornelia Pedersen, who's fantastic. And I've also been touching on this in the lyrics, these things.
You think.
I've been lucky enough to be asked to do theater projects, for instance, where I have been a musician and an actress, and also had a wish to do more acting as well. But then because I did these theater projects, and people would also see me more as an actress as well, and then I've also gotten smaller parts in film, and I also recently did this short film that is in post-production now. So I've done some film, but not like big parts, more music videos and small roles in fictional films. It's certainly a different experience to be doing a film also as a producer, because it's not music video and it's not a short film and it's not a concert. It's kind of a mix between these things. And since I both wanted the film and the music to be their own art expression, and at the same time also amplifying and helping each other, it needed to be people who appreciated both worlds. So it was very nice, for instance, to have Caroline Finema filming it, because I also know she's worked a lot in live music as well. And yeah, it's just been a really nice crew. And music-wise, I've up until now worked most alone to compose the music and write lyrics. And I had like some small workshops with, because I'm playing with four other musicians. So I had two workshops with two of the others on two different occasions, just to test out the material and see how it acts when they put their musicality into it.
The theatrical aspect makes sense. This is a music project that's very much about adopting and living inside different characters, just like an actor.
There are a lot of similarities to be playing music and to be acting, because you're tapping into different emotions and expressions in both worlds, but you just use different tools to express. So I think it's... because I actually know a lot of actor colleagues who find it very... if not scary, so at least they don't necessarily find it very... yeah, maybe they are a bit uncomfortable with the improvising thing. Not all, of course. There are a lot of good improvising actors, but I think that it's been a good background to come from to be an improvising musician, because... I think that's also just a muscle to train. I love composing. I think it's very fun and a very direct way of expressing something. And I've also something I've found lately, or actually maybe more and more the last year or so, I guess a lot of composers have found this kind of putting words and music to a certain emotion or a state that I find myself in. So now that sometimes where I previously would have gone a bit numb or maybe try to distract myself, if there's something that is not so pleasant, then I try, of course, not every time, but I try to sit down, and I, yeah, almost always compose by the piano, also sometimes by the drums. I find composing is kind of like an improvising thing as well. You just kind of repeat more of the ideas, and then I eventually find something that I like. But I think it's a very immediate way of expressing something.
Sometimes these special commissions allow an artist to work on ideas they wouldn't have had the chance to otherwise. I wondered if Aspects has opened up a new channel that Ayun was able to explore further.
I would love to do more of this. I think it's been so fruitful to kind of both think visually and musically in the same project. And yeah, I am just so grateful for the opportunity. And yeah, there are no specific plans right now, but I would love to, yeah, incorporate more like of film work into my musical work as well. But I also like appreciate going to both listening to concerts and playing concerts that are kind of just music without that being too little at all, because music stands so well on itself. Yeah, I would love to do more work like this. It's been very inspiring.
Øyen will be performing Aspects at Munch in Oslo on 21st of September. Thanks to Siv for speaking to me. I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing all the pieces of this project finally coming together on the night. Until next time on the Ultima podcast, thanks for listening. The Ultima podcast is made by Ultima Festival of Contemporary Music in Oslo, Norway. I'm Rob Young. Original music by Christina Sjogerson. The producer was Regina Dersen Christoffersen at Filt Oslo. Sound mixing by Daniel Dortland. Ultima Festival happens in September. For info, go to ultima.no.